Joining us to speak more about Water and Washing Day is Halima Haroon. She is the head of quality control for the Unit for Infection Prevention and Control at Red Cross Hospital. World Hand Washing Day is a campaign to motivate and mobilize people around the world to improve their hand washing habits. Welcome to Zora's Kitchen, Halima. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. That was a wonderful introduction. You did your homework.
Please tell us more about the Unit for Infection Prevention and Control, and what work do you do?
Okay, so I'm the Quality Assurance Manager, and in that department we have the Infection Control Sister. We have one Infection Control Sister, and we also have Occupational Health and Safety. So what we do is we monitor and we do surveillance as to what infections there are in the hospital, and we also look at ways that we can prevent these infections from occurring in our patients as well as in our staff, and we also look at ways how we can control, let's say someone does have an infection, how we can control that. So that's the infection control part. From a quality assurance side, we look at how to keep our patients safe, to make sure that everything is in place for staff as well as us.
What's the purpose of World Hand Washing Day?
Purpose of World Hand Washing Day? Well, it's to create awareness, not only within our country, but it's a global campaign that takes place every year on the 15th of October. And it's like you mentioned just before you, when you were introducing me, it's a campaign that motivates people and just gets people going with regards to how to wash their hands and the importance of hand washing, so that's the awareness, and how to improve your hand washing, your habits. Because, you know, hand washing actually saves lives.
Is washing hands with soap better than washing hands with water alone?
Oh, yes, most definitely. So, when you wash your hands, if you're putting your two hands together, let's just say you're using water, and you're rubbing your hands together, you're not actually getting rid of any dirt or germs or organisms that are sitting on your hands. It's still staying there. But that's why if you use some soap and you rub your hands together, that creates a little bit of friction and causes the dirt to actually come off of your hands. And that's why it's ineffective. You shouldn't be just using water. You should use soap and water. But now, we were in a drought, so everybody had to save water. So we looked at ways of how we can save water without increasing infections amongst patients and staff as well.
Why should I wash my hands?
Why should you wash your hands? Well, firstly, it's to protect yourself from disease and infections. That's why you wash your hands before you eat, before you're working with food, when you're coming from the toilet, you wash your hands with soap and water. It's to protect yourself. It's also to protect those around you, so that your hands don't transfer the germs from yourself to the next person. And it's a way of keeping healthy.
Is there a correct way to wash hands? And if there is, will you please explain the correct way?
Sure. There definitely is a correct way to wash hands. But maybe before we go into washing our hands, we should look at how to look after our hands. So we should keep our nails short, and long nails just collect dirt underneath it. And that is another way that infections can get in, because, you know, you put your hands in your mouth. And then if you do have any sores or cuts on your hands, you should cover that with a plaster. And just when you should moisturize, so like use some cream after you wash your hands, so that you can keep your skin nice and healthy.
How many seconds should it take to wash hands?
Well, they usually say, like when I teach the nurses how to wash hands, I tell them that they should sing the song Happy Birthday in their head while they're washing their hands. So it can take up to 60 seconds, so up to 1 minute, but that all depends on how dirty your hands are. So after 30 seconds to 60 seconds, you're good to go.
Are there any campaigns running at Red Cross to promote world hand washing?
Well, we usually have a campaign on World Hand Washing Day, but because we have a new infection control sister who just started in this position, so she's been learning about how to go about it. But what we aim to do on Monday is to go to the waiting areas and in the hospital, so your pharmacy waiting area and your outpatient where people are sitting, and just create awareness, give us some pamphlets, have a talk, actually show them what is the best way and how to go about washing hands with soap and water, and explain that it's much better to use soap and water than soap alone, than water alone.
Do I need clean water to wash my hands?
Yes, you do need clean water to wash your hands, because otherwise the dirt that is, or the germs and organisms that's in the dirty water, is just going to go back onto your hands. And in that way, your hands are never actually going to be clean.
Is antibacterial soap better than regular soap?
It depends. So, if you are at home, you don't need antibacterial soap. Normal soap and water is perfect. But let's say you're in a hospital, and the nurses that are, or the doctors and health workers that are looking after the patient, they need to use antibacterial soap, or in the hospital they call it antimicrobial soap, just so that it's a bit stronger and it ensures that their hands are clean before they touch the patient. So when you're at home, soap and water is perfect.
Today, throughout the show, we took a look at the growth of community radio station Zibonelo FM. When do you like to listen to radio, and what's your favorite thing about radio?
When do I like listening to radio? I love to listen to radio while I drive, and usually in the morning. So I get to work very early in the morning, before 7, and I love listening to the music. That time, because my kids aren't with me and I can choose the music I like. Because I'll take the music in the room.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Who am I speaking to? Am I speaking to Talita?
Yes!
Am I speaking to Talita?
You're speaking to Talita, yes.
Talita, you know me.
Yes, I do know you.
I just want to say I'm very proud of you, and you've grown this beautiful young lady, and I'm just really proud.
Thank you.
I love what you do. You saw my baby.
Thank you so much for allowing me to interview you. Have a nice day.
It's been a pleasure, Talita.